You know, we've been talking about cutting loose the limitations in our life. And one of the things God is bringing us to is this revelation of how to cut ourselves loose. And I'm telling you that one of the things that's very important in cutting yourself loose in this area is to get revelation and rhema. In other words, you want to know what God is telling you to do now. Turn to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8. What's God telling you to do right now besides die? Well, he's going to help you in your death, you know. What do you mean die? Die to yourself, man. Romans 8 and verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs and heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Now let me share something with you. The world, all that's within it, is waiting for you. All of creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Are you hearing? So the devil's going to try to put limitations on you in every way that he can. A limitation are the agreements set by the spirit of bondage to feed fear. Now let me share this again. Limitations are agreements that you come in with that are set by the spirit of bondage to feed fear. The spirit of bondage is out trying to bring you limitations so that fear can be fed. You understand this? Remember, Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is what? Fear. So behind everything is associated with fear, no matter what. Fear is the power of darkness, isn't it? So what happens, fear will send out the spirit of bondage. The spirit of bondage brings you into limitations so that fear is being fed. Everybody get this? Now these limitations in your life are areas where you can't go any further. Fear prevents you from going further. Are you hearing? Why? Because the spirit of bondage has already gone out and brought you into agreement of limitations so that fear is now being fed. So every time you get to that limitation, fear gets fed again, and he gets fed again, and he gets fed again, and he gets fed again. Do you hear? Yeah. Now let me share this with you. It's important because these limitations are going to affect your relationship with the Father. Bondage always affects your relationship with the Father. Why? Because it affects your growth, doesn't it? It steals your inheritance. Come on, are you with me? It affects your relationship with your Father. It steals your inheritance, and it nullifies who you are in Christ. Why? Because it will steal those who are being led are sons of God. What does it do? It puts you under flesh, in flesh, under the law. It prevents us from the life of glorification to Christ. In other words, your conduct, your reactions, and certain things, the way you live, are preventing you from glorifying Christ. Why? Because limitations have been set by the spirit of bondage, which feeds fear. And God is trying to cut the head off of this thing right now, so that our limitations are gone. Are you hearing? Yes. Limitations are bondages, aren't they? And the spirit of bondage is real. In fact, the Israelites were under the spirit of bondage as slaves in Egypt for 400 years until the Lord came and set them free. Go to Philippians 3. Philippians chapter 3. I'm not bound. No, not at all. No, I just don't turn off the light when I go to sleep. I just like to leave it on. I'm not afraid. I'm not bound at all. You kidding? Tithe? You kidding me? Me give 10% of the money? My goodness, no way. How could I eat? I'm not bound. That's all mine. Bondage. Bondage. Spirit of bondage. Are you with me? Remember, he said, I did not give you a spirit of bondage to fear again, but I gave you the spirit of adoption where you cry out, Abba, Father, which means daddy. So the first thing the spirit of bondage is going to do, it's going to cause you limitations with a relationship with your Father. Some people will never have a relationship with the Father. They'll only have a relationship with Logos. They'll never have Rhema. And they'll think they know God, but they only know about Him and never met Him. And it's a terrible way to be. In Philippians 3, is everybody there? Start at verse 1. Would you read it with me? Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it's what? Safe. In other words, he's saying, listen, I don't mind writing to you again. In other words, I'm sending you correction. It's safe. He says what? Beware of what? Dogs. Now, he's not talking about roof. Hello? He's talking about spirits. Dogs. He's talking about people that have demons in them. Beware of them. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Hello. And have no what? Confidence in the flesh. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh. Now he begins to explain when he used to have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have count loss for Christ. In other words, he learned Christ now. Why? Because he was underneath the law. Now let me share something with you, because the devil's function and purpose is to bring you under the law. And how he does that is to cause you to have confidence in the flesh. Are you hearing me? If he can get you to have confidence in the flesh, you are under the law and you'll be judged according to the law. But I'm a believer. No, a believer says, I follow. Those who are led by the Spirit are believers. Are you hearing me? Because the word believe means to what? Follow. Doesn't mean to just, oh, hi, I'm a believer, but I'm going to go out and serve the devil and fornicate. No, you're going to hell. It's real simple. But what things were gained to me, these things I count loss for knowing Christ, walking in the Spirit, having the anointing, having fellowship with the Father, and not under bondage, but under freedom. Are you with me? Bondage produces confidence in the flesh. It puts us under the law of judgment, just like the world. The world will be judged under the law. That's why he says, have no confidence in the flesh. Go to Romans 8. Remember we talked about one of the things the devil wants to do is cause you to sow in the flesh so you can reap corruption. And three areas the devil comes as you sow in the flesh is what? Steal, kill, and destroy. So if your life is an area of stealing, killing, and destroying, everything, no matter what, keeps taking, something's opened the door to the flesh. You are not walking in the Spirit. You may think you are. You may believe you are, but you are not, because the evidence is there. I'm not talking about persecution. I'm not talking about suffering. I'm talking about not growing. I'm talking about the devil always coming in and stealing, killing, and destroying. Nothing can last. The foundation never stands because the devil has access to constantly destroy it. Why? Because you're in the flesh. You're in the flesh. Oh, but I love the Lord. That's good. That's good that you love the Lord. But you want to help produce and expand His kingdom, don't you? Flesh will never expand the kingdom of God. And why wait to your deathbed to say, Lord, I love you and I need to come home, when nothing has been produced? Everything has been stolen. Why? Because of confidence in the flesh. Oh, but God gave me this talent, and give it back to Him. Give it back to Him, and you get right with God. And you let Him build this house, and He'll restore the talent to you, so it's bringing glory to Him and not to you. Are you with me? In Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation, that which means judgment, to those who are in Christ Jesus. All right, that's good, isn't it? But nobody ever finishes the rest of the sentence. Come on, read it with me. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So there is condemnation to believers who are walking according to the flesh. Hello? In other words, there is judgment. And that judgment, it starts off with the devil having access to steal, kill, and destroy. So you haven't even reached God's judgment yet. That just opens the door for the devil. Are you with me? Verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you must walk in the life of Christ Jesus, right? For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through flesh, God did by sending His Son in a likeness of a sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemns sin in the flesh. Praise God. In other words, you have been forgiven, past, present, and future. Forgiveness is available for you, no matter what you've done, even when you walk in the flesh. The thing is to get out of it quickly. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law may be what? Fulfilled in us. How's the law going to be fulfilled? Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the... So if you're not walking according to the Spirit, are you fulfilling the law?
No.
And then how will you be judged? Under the law. It's amazing the foolishness of the teachings that go out and say, well, I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I can go do anything I want. No. No, you can't. You'll end up in hell. That's why there isn't one unbeliever in hell. Everybody that's there now is a believer. But it's too late. But I thought, but I. No buts. We're not the butt ministry. We're the head, not the tail, right? Only the heads will make it to heaven. All the tails are going to hell. Remember, your enemy is always trying to bring judgment on you. He's trying to accuse you by breaking the law. How is that? Because he tries to get you in the flesh. If he can get you in the flesh, then he stands before God and he accuses you. He said, look it! They broke the law. Why? Because the Bible says if you break the least of them, you've broken them all. See, he can't accuse you of anything else but the law. So Satan accuses you before God according to the law because he's a legalist. And that's the only way he can get you. Because he can't accuse you if you're walking in the Spirit. There is no law, is there? Jesus paid the price for you as you walk in the Spirit. But if you walk in the flesh, there is no price paid. And then you'll be judged by the law. Are you hearing? Flesh produces judgment, doesn't it? By breaking the law. All caused by the spirit of bondage to feed fear. So the spirit of bondage is trying to put limitations on you so that fear can be fed. By producing that, it causes you to walk in the flesh, and the devil has access to you to steal, kill, and destroy. And then you haven't even received the judgment from God yet, have you? Galatians 5. Why are we talking about this? Expose the spirit of bondage. It's time to get him out of your life. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 18, Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are what? Not under the law. Wow. I'm going to let that get penetrate in your spirit. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. See, the Word confirms itself, doesn't it? Now, the works of the flesh are, why? Because the law produces works. Why? Because you're confident in the flesh. That means you're always working to try to get into heaven. Are you understanding that? See, the Old Testament was nothing but rituals and works, wasn't it? But you don't have to do rituals and works. You just have to be led by the Spirit. See, because the relationship of now is not to get in heaven. The relationship is because there's a love affair. If you're really walking in the Spirit, it's not about, you're not trying to earn brownie points with God. Are you hearing me? You're following Him because you love Him. You have a relationship with Him. And because of that, you're concerned no more is about getting in heaven. Your concern is always to please Him. But if you're one that's constantly walking in the flesh, you're bound by fear. And that fear of conviction is, I'm not right. I'm not right. I'm not right. Of course, if your heart is so hard, you won't receive that conviction. Until everything around you crumbles and falls and you're left alone. Okay, are y'all there? Now, the works of the flesh are evident. These are when the devil gets you in the flesh. Which is what? What's the first one? Adultery. Adultery. It's amazing how many people say, well, Jesus knows my heart. Yes, and He's trying to expose it to you. Well, you're judging me. You bet you I am. I'm judging your fruit. And if your fruit stink, that means you're going to hell. Hello? Adultery. Fornication. Are you a fornicator? Uncleanliness. Lewdness. Idolatry. Anything between you and God. Sorceries. Witchcraft and stuff and drugs and alcohol. Hatred. Contentions. Jealousies. Outbursts of wrath. Selfish ambitions. Dissensions. Heresies. Envy. Murders. Drunkenness. Revelries. And anything like it. If you are doing, those are works of the flesh. Are you hearing? Now what else does He say? In which I have told you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, you ain't getting home. Now, remember, it's not about getting home. It's about what you're doing right now. Right now, what are you doing? Are you in the flesh or in your spirit? Is your confidence in the flesh or is your confidence in Christ? What are you doing? Are you sowing in the flesh? Is the devil constantly stealing, killing, and destroying? Oh, that's good that you love Jesus. But He says, if you love me, you'll obey me. Amen? If you truly love me, you'll obey me. So you can't just say you love Jesus. Loving Jesus is not going to get you in heaven. Are you understanding this? That's foolishness. There's a lot of people that say they love one another, and then they slander them, and they do every kind of thing behind their back. If you love me, you'll obey me. Loving Jesus is not going to get you home. Following Jesus is going to get you home. I don't know why I'm talking about going home today. We must be getting ready. Something's about to hit big time. You know, it's amazing, and I don't like to share this kind of stuff. But I saw certificates being handed out all over the place. And they were divorce certificates. I'm seeing destruction come in a great way in the body of Christ in marriages. And it's because of sowing in the flesh. I'm seeing it. So I saw certificates handed out all over the place. And divorces were manifesting like crazy. Because one was willing to follow and the other one wasn't. Are you hearing? I'm not trying to promote divorce. You understand that? I'm just sharing with you what I saw today. Certificates handed out. You're going to hear more divorce rate in the body of Christ this year than ever. Okay. Works of the flesh, not fruits. Because law is associated with works, isn't it? Rituals and so forth. So anyone practicing these things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, will it? Are you hearing me? Y'all all right? Y'all got real quiet there. Man, are they talking about us? Maybe. Maybe. Tighten up. Better get right. Better make sure. I pray that the fear of God hits you like it's never hit you before. Because that's what God is doing. He's bringing the fear of the Lord. Or you won't touch unclean things. You'll be careful what you speak. You'll be careful where you go and what you do. 2 Pete chapter 2. It's just for you. Somebody go, man, why did I come here today? You're accountable now. You got it. You can't run from it. Hallelujah. It's too late. You might as well stay and get the rest of the message. Second Peter chapter 2 and verse 17. Praise God. I didn't see anybody get up and run yet. So, verse 17. These are these type of people. These are what? Wells without water. Clouds carried by tempests. For whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in the air. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome by him, also is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire. Oh, don't be a dog. Don't be a dog. Hello? Why? A dog is an individual that has demons that is going back and then bringing people under bondage with them. Don't go back. Let them go. Are you hearing? Caught by the spirit of bondage and again enslaved under the law of destruction. That's what happened to them, isn't it? This is so serious right now, I'm telling you. Things are happening. You hear that fight in heavenly? It's happening. It's happening. We are so close. So close. Sometimes too close. God be the glory. Go to Galatians 4. Galatians chapter 4. Where are we going here? Verse 21, I think. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay. Let's read this together. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, how many of y'all want to be under the law? It's amazing. People rose their hand. No, you don't want to be under the law. You want to be under the Spirit. Amen. No law. It's called Gracie. Amen. The spirit of grace. Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh. So you were born in bondage, weren't you? Because you were born in the flesh. And he of the free woman through promise, which things are symbolic. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage. That's the law, isn't it? Which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and the correspondence of Jerusalem, which now is, and is a bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, O barren, you who do not hear, bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit. even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the demon. Oh, the bondwoman. Cast out the bondwoman. And what? And her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. I told you that you will lose your inheritance by being in the flesh. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but we are children of the free. Why? Because you are born of the Spirit. Now you must maintain that position of walking in the Spirit so you are not judged by the law. Are you with me? So what we need to do is cast out that spirit of bondage. You repent. You ask God's forgiveness for any association with Him. We already spoke about what the works of the flesh were. Amen? You repent for these things. You know whether you're manipulating, whether you're lying. You know whether you're using God or using people. You know right in your heart where you stand before God. You don't have to wait to go home and stand before Him. Stand before Him today and get freed up. Get freed up. Man, we're in too much of a critical time right now. It is important. We are at a breakthrough of a tremendous revival, one of the largest harvests this year. It's happening. We're in a flood. And many are going to be washed up to the beach. And many will have certificates of divorce in their hand. It's terrible. It's terrible. We've got to stand strong. It doesn't matter about this realm. Do you understand? It matters about the other realm. You know, I'll never forget when my daughter, my other daughter, who's 35, you know, her and I didn't communicate for years, almost 8 years. And I said to the Lord, Lord, if I never see her, because she didn't want to have anything to do with me. I said, I know if I stand, you're going to bring her home. And my most important thing was that I see her when I get home. Because you know how the devil uses all these emotional attachments and tries to hit you? Forget it, man. Sever it. Who cares? They're not your kids anyways. They're God's. But you're responsible for them, aren't you? So quit picking up burdens that you shouldn't. Lay that burden before the Lord. And let God take care of it. Why? Because if you walk right, He's going to fulfill everything in your life according to His will. Then my daughter got saved. And I was the one that was able to lead her to the Lord almost 8 years later. See, so we've got to sever ourselves from these things. You know, people are waiting for all kinds of stuff that happened for them. And then most of it is emotional. It's soulish. Sever yourself from the soulish arena of emotional attachments and stand on the truth of Christ, where peace, joy, and righteousness is established for the kingdom of God. Because what you do is not only going to affect what's going on around you, but it affects eternally. Where are you? Stand before God today. Don't wait to get before Him when it's too late. Stand before Him today. Are you with me? Praise God. So let's cast out that spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Well, I'm not done. Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Are y'all there? Come on. It's only the next chapter. I'm hearing pages turning because you shut your Bibles, didn't you? You thought we were done. You're all scattering. Oh, where was that? Oh. It's the next chapter. Galatians chapter 5. Aren't you glad you're not religious? And verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is, okay, this is how you know whether you're walking in the Spirit. What's the first one? Love. Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. Hello? Joy. Hallelujah. Peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Self-control. That's how a goat speaks. Self-control. But we don't want to be goats. We want to be sheep that have self-control. Against such there is what? No law. Do you understand this? See, this is going to tell you whether you're in the law or you're in the Spirit. whether you be in the flesh or in the spirit. Why? The fruits. See, there are no fruits of the flesh. There's works of the flesh. There's fruits of the spirit, isn't there? Why? Because the works of the flesh are produced because of works of law. But the fruits of the spirit is because it's a life. It's a life change. It means Christ is dwelling in you and through you, and you are yielding to Him. Then the devil can't come steal, kill, and destroy, can he? And the kingdom of God is being built. Patience, endurance is a fruit of the Spirit. Waiting on the Lord. Anxiousness and fear are the same. When people say they're shy, it's fear. Oh, they're just shy. No, you're just bound. Are you understanding? It's amazing how all of these labels of the world try to cover up what fear really is. Schizophrenia, multi-personality, all of these things are associated with fear. Amen? Phobias. I'm afraid of swimming. Well, who told you that? People tell me they're afraid of swimming. I get near a pool and throw them in. Cast the devil and I hold them underwater. She's seen me do it. There was one guy that we were baptizing. He was afraid of water. Man, I wrapped my arms around him, put him in a lock, and brought him under. Boom, boom! Come out, fear! He got up choking a little bit. He never got baptized again. He only needed it once, right? No, he went swimming afterwards. Does everybody understand that? He went swimming afterwards. Why? Because that fear left him. That's why. You're not supposed to pet devils. Deal with them. Get them out of there. Philippians 4. Don't run from fear. Attack it head on. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. But I what? I rejoice in the Lord. Hey, I love that word greatly. I rejoice in the word and the Lord greatly. Yes. Why? Because he's what he's done for me. Attitude of gratitude. Not looking back, not being regretful, walking in freedom. What's done is done. What's happening is right now with God. That's all it is. You stand before him today. You walk with him today. You don't be concerned about tomorrow. Or anything beyond today is called butt ministry. Because you're doing a lot of butting. And I don't mean sewing buttons either. Verse 10, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. In other words, he was forsaken. And they finally directed back to him. You know what they did? They became accountable. Come on. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be what? Content. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. He what? He learned. Remember, freedom is learned and trust is earned. In verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ because I'm free. I'm no longer under the law, works of the flesh. I am being led by the Spirit. I am in Christ and the anointing is flowing through, breaking every yoke of bondage. Because I am a believer as a follower. And as I follow him, all things will be added to me because I'm seeking the kingdom of God. Are y'all with me? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you alone. And even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. In other words, he's saying, I can do all things through Christ, right? Because my trust is in the Lord. One thing I want to share with you is very, very important in this. The reason why the spirit of bondage accesses individuals and brings limitations is because accountability. People are not willing to be accountable. If they're not willing to be accountable, they cannot be trustworthy. There are so many people that want to serve in ministry, but they can't be accountable. Are you hearing? I've got people that have come and said, what can I do in this ministry? I said, show up. Then they don't show up and they leave because they're not accountable. And they've served in other ministries, but they brought shame to the name of the Lord because they never fulfilled accountability. Are you hearing? Accountability produces responsibility and credibility. You must become accountable. If you're not willing to be, I'm accountable to the Lord. You can't be accountable to the Lord, because if you can't be accountable to a fellowship, you can't be accountable to the Lord. It's impossible. You'll go do your own thing, and then you'll say to everybody, well, God told me this and God told me that, when it wasn't God, it was a familiar spirit. Why? Because God never interrupts himself. Never. Never interrupts himself. It's accountability. If you can't be accountable, you can't be responsible, and you can't be trusted. Are you hearing me? Why? Because that's the first thing, accountability. The second thing is to be faithful. Faithful. Faithful in what? Faithful in assembling. Faithful in counsel. You receive counsel, be faithful to obey it. Faithful in your finances. Faithful in your commitments. Faithful to one another. Spouses, faithful to one another. Are you understanding? Faithfulness. It's important. But it's got to start with accountability or you won't become faithful. Remember that word of the fruit of the Spirit called self-control. It didn't say to control everyone else. It said control yourself. The third thing is stewardship. Must be good stewards. First of all, the Lord's goods. Amen? Why? Because you must recognize that everything is God's, not yours. That money's God's. Those children are God. Everything's God's, not yours. You must be a good steward of the Lord's goods, the ministry goods, and wherever you're in fellowship with. Your household goods. If you can't control your own house, this house, how do you expect to control the house of God? If your household and your family isn't right, how do you expect God to give you something to run his house? He's not going to. I don't care how much crying you do. I don't care how many things you want to do to serve God. You're not going to get there until you become accountable, faithful, and a good steward. The Lord's goods, the ministry goods, household good, spouse is good. How do you treat your spouse? How about your children? Children's goods. How do you treat your children? First your house, then the house of God. And it starts with accountability. Why? Accountability will always expose your limitations, because it exposes the spirit of bondage. Are you understanding? And what's the spirit of bondage trying to do? Bring you under the law, isn't he? If he can get you under the law by getting you to sow in the flesh and walking in the flesh, he can come and steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll have access to you and your family. Are you hearing? Accountability. I don't care what you do, you must be accountable. Accountable. Accountability. Well, I know the Lord. That's good. He knows you too. And he's telling you today, get accountable. And quit telling people you're hearing from God when it's not me. Because if you can't be accountable, you ain't hearing from me. Are you hearing? Praise God. Let's lift our hands to heaven and thank God. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, we just take this opportunity right now and we repent. We repent for everything that we've done. We command that spirit of bondage to go from us today, to go to the pit and not return. And anything associated with the spirit of bondage, in the name of Jesus. Lord, wash us with the blood. Grant us mercy and let your grace abound so things can be brand new today and you can be glorified. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.